Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What grade would you give yourself on leadership? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to focus on you as the leader of your business. Let's face it, you can have a one-of-a-kind product, or you can have a service that's far superior to anyone else in your industry, but unless you become a best-in-class leader for your team, your business will struggle and you'll be frustrated with your results. I'm sure that if I ask you to take a minute and think about a business colleague who genuinely does have a great product or superior service offering, but they personally lack the leadership skills needed to inspire, challenge, mentor, and grow their team members, you'd agree with me. That's why my question for you this week is, what grade would you give yourself on leadership? This is a topic that's easy to discuss when you're focused on someone else. There are many books that have been written about leaders, some praising their skills and accomplishments, others focused on their shortfalls and failings. I'm sure you've read many of them. There are leadership gurus who have written lots about leadership skills, and this topic is one that everyone in business has an opinion about. If you haven't taken the time to read some of the great books on leadership, I would strongly recommend you do. Here are a few that you might want to consider. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, a classic. Developing the Leader Within You by John C. Maxwell. Servant Leadership by John Greenleaf, and The Power of Positive Leadership by John Gordon. I could go on and on, but all you need to do is search leadership books on Google and you'll find them all. So why am I even talking about this topic today? The last thing you need is another set of recommendations. Let me give you the backstory. Recently, I was traveling to Florida to attend my mastermind meeting with Dan Miller. I'm part of his Eaglepreneur group, a small group of entrepreneurs who meet weekly by video conference, and then we get together three times each year to do life together. We discuss new business ideas, brainstorm ways to solve interesting problems, and share our personal challenges with each other to get outside perspective and rich, insightful feedback that often makes us think differently about how to solve our problems. Yes, I'm a business coach myself, and that's what I do with my clients every time we meet. But I need a coach too. That's why I work with Dan and his Eaglepreneur group. They give me what I'm trying to give my clients day in and day out. Anyway, as I landed in Sarasota, Florida, I got a text message from Jeff McManus. Jeff is also in the Eaglepreneur group, and he was looking for a ride from the airport to the hotel. So I waited for his flight to land, and he joined me on the 20-minute drive to our hotel. If you don't know who Jeff McManus is, let me give you a quick background. Jeff grows things. Jeff grows plants, Jeff grows leaders, and Jeff grows new ideas. Jeff leads the landscape team at the University of Mississippi, where he and his team have been recognized as having created the most beautiful college landscape in the country. Yes, they truly are award-winning for their landscape maintenance talent. Jeff affectionately calls his team Weeders and is very proud that he has transformed his Weeders into leaders. In fact, he's written a couple of books, Growing Weeders into Leaders and Cultivate, Tailgate Huddles to Grow Stronger Teams. Jeff has established a leadership academy called Landscape University, where he works with landscape companies across the country, helping them turn their weeders into leaders. So as you might imagine, on our short drive from the airport, our conversation naturally found its way to a discussion about leadership, and specifically, the challenges that business owners face leading their teams today. I was driving, so Jeff was doing most of the talking. I was just asking questions and picking his brain a bit, which I love to do, especially when I'm hanging out with someone who knows his stuff from the ground up, pun intended, as Jeff does. Anyway, somewhere along the drive, our discussion centered on our personal leadership philosophy. I don't recall what I shared. I don't think it was that profound. But then Jeff shared his philosophy. He said he grades his leaders on four specific areas he calls the four F's. As he went through each of the four F's, I simply tried to focus on the road as my mind was racing about how simple, direct, and to the point his measure of success in leadership was. So here are Jeff's four F's of leadership for you to grade yourself on. The first F is fair. As a leader, are you being fair with everyone on your team? This seems like a no-brainer, but I can't tell you how many leaders I've seen who have favorites in their business and have others who they ride pretty hard. I'll bet you've seen this as well. Rather than everyone being held to the same standard, some are given more leeway or they make excuses because of the role they play in the business. I see this often when someone is in sales or has a more flexible assignment. While others are required to be on time every day, the sales or business development person comes in whatever they want or leaves early without a thought. Or someone who has a unique technical skill is allowed to treat their coworkers poorly, and the boss lets them do it because they hold the key to their technical support system. Or here's one I see often. A relative of the owner or leader doesn't perform as well as they should, but the leader looks the other way because they don't want them to lose their job. The first F in being a great leader is to be fair. Be honest with yourself. What grade would you give yourself in this area? The second F is firm. As a leader, are you being firm with your team? I see this as having a well-defined performance standard and holding everyone to the standard, no matter what or when. I also see this as not simply asking someone to do something, but following through and making sure they complete the task as you requested. You've probably heard the biblical version of this, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Where we go wrong as leaders is when we get wishy-washy. When we say something but don't really mean it. When we make a threat or a promise, then don't follow through. As Jeff described this, it became clear that when you're fair and firm, everyone on your team knows they can trust you, which is an essential hallmark of a great leader. So how would you grade yourself on being firm? Be honest and think about how you could do better in this area. The third F is factual. As a leader, are you using facts to make your decisions? This is a big challenge for many leaders. Far too often, actions are taken or decisions are made without having the facts to support them. I'm sure you know of many times where there are he said, she said moments in your business. Leaders get in trouble when they make decisions without having the facts. It leads your team members to feel like you're not being fair. Oh, wait, fair was the first F we discussed. How interesting. Being factual actually can help a leader be more fair. And here's a challenge for you in this area. If you're not tracking the metrics of your business, you'll have a difficult time being factual with your decisions. I've often asked if there's a metrics dashboard for the business, and the leader looks at me like I've got two heads. Without a metrics dashboard, The only decisions you can make are intuitive, not factual. So how would you grade yourself on being factual? Be honest and think about how you could be better in this area. The final F is friendly. As the leader, are you friendly with everyone you engage with? I find that many leaders are stressed beyond their limits, and as a result, they just aren't very approachable. How do I know that? Because I hear it from folks on their team. It's a real skill to carry the weight of being a leader, yet also being friendly, kind, and approachable. It's difficult to take time from your busy schedule to actually sit down and ask about someone else and genuinely care about them. I'll be honest, I struggle with this one from time to time. If I'm in the middle of something or running from one thing to another, the last thing on my mind is to be friendly. But let's face it, it's hugely important to those on our team. The things going on in their lives are as important as the things going on in our life. As leaders, we must never forget that. We've all heard the statistic that most people don't quit their work, they quit their boss. And I'd suggest that a big reason they quit their boss is because they don't think their boss gives two hoots about them as a person. But a great leader isn't like that. They're friendly, they care, they're interested, and they know their team members well. How about you? How would you grade yourself on being friendly? What could you do to improve in this area? So there you have it. Straight from the ground up, proven landscape leader Jeff McManus, the four F's of leadership. Be fair, be firm, be factual, and be friendly. Simple, direct, no nonsense, not a weed in sight. Use the four F's and you'll transform from a weeder to a leader in no time. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Being a great leader makes a business much easier. Your team will work harder for you, your employees will not think about leaving, and they'll bring other great team members along who want to work for someone like you who has proven to be a great leader. If you need help in this area, I'd be glad to help, or I can connect you with Jeff and you can learn from the master himself. Now, before we go, two quick asks. One, share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be hugely successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please take a quick minute to leave a review on this podcast. The more of you who give this podcast a thumbs up, the more it will be found when someone who's stuck or struggling in their business is looking for some advice. Your review can help make that happen. I appreciate you for listening, sharing, and reviewing. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss four ways to influence others. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.